Good morning, brethren and sisters. Let us open our memorial meeting by the singing of hymn 52. Hymn number 52. Thy goodness, Lord, our souls confess. Thy goodness we adore. A spring whose blessing never fail. A sea without a shore. Hymn 52. Before asking Brother Richard to address us, we are to continue by another hymn, hymn number 193. Hymn 193. Behold the amazing gift of love the Father hath bestowed on us, the sinful sons of men, to call us sons of God. Hymn 193.
Oh, Now it gives me pleasure, brothers and sisters, to ask Brother Richard to give us the word of exhortation.
Behold the amazing gift of love the Father hath bestowed on us. The sinful sons of men, to call us sons of God. What an introduction to our meeting this morning with the hymn we've just sung. It sets the tone, does it not? Dear brothers and sisters, we have been reading over the past few days the book of Deuteronomy. This is, as you know, the last book that Moses wrote. They were the laws and the commandments that were given by God to Moses for the children of Israel to follow. But brothers and sisters, we are that spiritual Israel. And the laws and the commandments and the word of God are what we follow. Our reading that was laid down for today, brothers and sisters, from Deuteronomy, which we did choose not to read this morning, but we will look at through word of exhortation, Deuteronomy chapter 16. The commandments. Bearing in mind the book of Deuteronomy is the repetition of the law. And if you turn back to Exodus chapter 19, where this law was given, Exodus chapter 19, commencing at verse 7. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do." And that is what we said, dear brothers and sisters, at our baptism. Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 1. They were told to observe the month of Abib, which as we know is the month of April. And that was the 14th day of Abib, the 14th day of April. Turning to that Exodus 13, being the total repetition, exactly as we see from our Deuteronomy 16, that we have there in verse 3 of chapter Exodus chapter 13, verse 3, commencing at verse 1 of that chapter 13. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "Sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whosoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast. It is mine." And Moses said unto the people, "Remember this day in which ye came out of Egypt." And in verse 9, "And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thine heart, upon thine hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes." Verse 10, "And thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year." The Passover. And as we say, they were to observe it as a memorial, dear brothers and sisters. They were to observe it when they entered the land. Turning back to chapter 12 of Exodus and verse 25. "And it came to pass, when ye be come into the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that shall ye keep this service." Brothers and sisters, we keep the same Passover this morning. The Passover. When we come into the promised land, they were told. That land that was to flow with milk and honey. And brothers and sisters, we will keep this Passover when we enter the kingdom of God. That land that shall flow with milk and honey. But it will flow with the glory of Yahweh, Christ, our Passover. He said that he would not drink of the fruit of the vine until I drink it new with you in the kingdom of God. Dear brothers and sisters, this is our hope and consolation. That we will celebrate the marriage supper of the Lamb with our Lord in Jerusalem. What a wonderful prospect, dear brothers and sisters. Israel were told to keep this Passover in the promised land. Why not in the wilderness, dear brothers and sisters? Because they were given by God manna. Morning by morning for 40 years. Man did eat angels' food as we're told. And the Gospel of John records for us in chapter 6. John's Gospel record chapter 6 and verse 31. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Verse 33, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven that giveth life unto the world. Verse 49, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This was given for proof who Jesus was. Bread from heaven that giveth life to those who believe. Those who believe, dear brethren and sisters. What did Christ say to doubting Thomas? Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Brothers and sisters, that is you and that is I. We have not seen our Lord face to face, but we shall. Believers, dear brothers and sisters, turn with me, please, to the letter to Corinthians. By Paul, because Paul wrote to the Corinthians, believers, in the first letter in chapter 10. These are words that we need to consider. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat. The examples, dear brothers and sisters, of what we read in the Old Testament are for our learning. Brothers and sisters, we have been shown the way of escape from eternal death. Through baptism into Christ, through the true understanding of the Spirit Word. And these examples of Israel are beneficial to us, are they not? In those first few verses, there was the bread and the wine of our memorial meeting in type. The manna and the water, supplied by God then and has been supplied by God now by giving his only begotten Son the bread from heaven. The water they drank, the rock which is Christ. Paul is saying to us as well as the Corinthian believers, this is the closeness. That verse 4. And all did drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. The closeness of our relationship to our elder brother. He is our rock. The lessons, brothers and sisters, are to us. In verse 1, all our fathers were under the cloud. All passed through the sea. All were baptized. And all did eat. And all did drink. Yet, brothers and sisters, we have in that verse 5. But many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Many of them God was not well pleased. Dear brothers and sisters, we have come out of the darkness of Egypt. We have come out of the darkness of the world into the glorious light of the truth. But it is not a guarantee of an entry into the promised land or an entry into the kingdom of God. Dear brothers and sisters, what spelt ruin to the Israelites, it can so easily spell ruin to us. Verse 6. Now these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. We may say, but we don't. Okay, maybe not like Israel did. But do we grumble? Do we complain? As some of them did. Verse 12 of that chapter 10. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. God, dear brothers and sisters, is not unjust. Because in verse 13, he says he will help us if we need it. And dear brothers and sisters, we all need help at some time or another. The comparison of our walk in the truth to the kingdom and the Israelites' walk to the promised land, that land, as we have said, flowing with milk and honey. Their walk to the promised land. The monotonous, tiring march became very wearisome to the people. It was not just a pleasant walk in the country, along the seashore, when we can stop and rest if we want to. No, dear brothers and sisters. They had to follow that cloud. That cloud that was above them in the distance, ahead of them, leading the way. They forgot the message of Yahweh. The message to them was given to them by Moses. Go and possess the land which I have given you. We must not forget, dear brothers and sisters, it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Under extreme difficulty, under extreme difficult circumstances, the greatest of faith is necessary. They needed it, and we need it, to keep the promise of God in our minds and our desires of attaining to that promise of everlasting life. To give the honor and the glory unto Yahweh in all perfection. Israel's minds became obsessed with their present problems. Turn with me, please, to the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 11. As we know, these are examples that Paul says for our learning. Numbers chapter 11 and verse 1. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it. And his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. God sent fire among them. Do we notice, dear brothers and sisters, that it was in the uttermost parts of the camp? Those that are too far away from the center of the truth. We see that they were grumbling. And this led to complaining. And later on in verse 5, they compared it, the situation, with the things that were like in Egypt before. Verse 5, we remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. Do we notice, dear brothers and sisters, there are six things in that verse. And as we know, the number six relates to man, flesh, fleshly thinking. They looked back. The vision of the promised land was being obscured. They couldn't see clearly where they were going. So God provided flesh for their desire. Yet despite the wonderful miracle that God provided for them, Israel refused to give God the honor, because he had liberally satisfied their desire. Instead of waiting to be thankful to the Almighty for his eternal goodness, they thought of only one thing, and that was to get as much as they could. Numbers 11, verse 32. And verse 31 for connection. And they went forth, the wind and from the Lord, and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp. And it was a day's journey on this side, and it was a day journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were, two cubits high upon the face of the earth. And the people stood up all that day, and all that night, and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. Verse 33, and while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Turn with me, please, to the psalmist. Psalm 78. Psalm 78 and verse 27. This is the account of the disobedience of Israel. Verse 27 of Psalm 78. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, and feathered fowls like the sand of the sea. So they did eat and were filled, for he gave them their own desire. And they were not estranged from their lust, but while their meat was yet in their mouths, the wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. For all this they sin still and believe not for his wondrous works. So it was known as the graves of lust. The greedy pleasure of the people was turned to sorrow. Those of them who had been loudest in their complaints and most greedy in their eating of the flesh suffered more. So, dear brothers and sisters, their pleasures were turned into dismay. This tragedy came from sin of discontent, an attitude that led to forgetfulness. The exhortation, the example to us, is to avoid grumbling, discontent, and never to forget, and always to remember God in our lives. The one, as Brother Richard said in his opening prayer, provides all things. Provision of all things. The Apostle Paul again in Romans this time, and chapter 8. God provides more than we need. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Why? Because he is the giver of all good and perfect gifts. The greatest gift is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. These examples of rebellion we've been considering. Turn with me, please, to Deuteronomy this time, and verse chapter 9 and verse 20. Deuteronomy chapter 9 and verse 20. The Lord was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him. And I, Moses, prayed for Aaron also at the same time. And I took your sin, the calf which ye made, and burnt it with fire, and stamped it, and ground it in very small, even until it was small as dust, and cast the dust there into the brook that descended out of the mount. And at Taberah, and at Massa, and at Kibroth Hattivah, ye provoked the Lord to wrath. Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you, then ye rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and ye believed him not, nor hearkened to his voice. These were acts of rebellion. And in that verse 22, each place and each name was a memorial of an act of rebellion. Disbelief, dear brethren and sisters, that God could not provide. The names may not be in order, but they were become worse situations in their order. These acts of rebellion, dear brethren and sisters, we must not condemn Israel because of their failings. Because, as we said before, we can make the same mistakes as Israel did. We can let the little problems of our lives and our journey to the kingdom to worry us. So much so that we can forget the power of God and the power of prayer to help us. And we can become so busy and wrapped up and absorbed in our daily matters that we neglect to think upon the ways of Yahweh and the things of the kingdom. And by doing this, we can allow sin's nature to rule, and that we must avoid the pitfalls. James says to us, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, which bringeth forth death. Not one of us is immune. Let us look at another example, dear brothers and sisters. This is Numbers chapter 12 this time. Numbers chapter 12 and verse 1. Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman which he had married. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And Yahweh heard it. Instead of setting an example of faithfulness to God and loyalty to their brother by supporting him in the heavy work he was doing as teaching the people, they allowed the sin of envy and jealousy to get the better of them. They turned on Moses with a foolish complaint in that verse 2. Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? Miriam became jealous of Zipporah when she was brought back to Moses by her father. Her jealousy increased day by day. She dragged Aaron into the pit of complaint, because they thought that they were equal. Verse 3. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Moses was meek above all men that are upon the face of the earth. So we notice Moses did nothing to refute their complaint. Brothers and sisters, leaders of nations and warriors are normally far from being meek. They wouldn't be in the position of authority if they were soft, meek, and gentle. Meek in this case with Moses is translated from the word anath. It means to endure with patience that which is imposed on us unnecessarily and unfairly. Brothers and sisters, it is hard for us to bear with patience that which is unfairly imposed upon us, because we normally defend ourselves with the claim that, well, that wasn't my fault. That wasn't on my shift. We defend ourselves, do we not? Turn with me to the first letter to Peter. Peter gives us words of instruction here. First of Peter, chapter 2, and verse 20. For what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if, when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. And because Moses bore patiently the hurt they gave him, the Almighty intervened. The Almighty called them unto the tabernacle. He said in verse 8, oh, do apologize, Numbers 12. He said in verse 8 of Numbers 12, wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? They were not afraid to speak against my servant Moses. He was wrongly accused, but he took it patiently. We see in Moses, dear brethren and sisters, the Lord Jesus Christ, the prophet that was raised up from among their brethren like unto Moses, our elder brother, who was wrongly accused, but never said a word in his defense. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. For envy, dear brethren and sisters, they crucified our elder brother. They were from the works of darkness. They were from the darkness of Egypt, those that rose up against the Son of God. We commenced our exhortation this morning, referring to our Passover lamb, that 14th day of Abib. That lamb that was without spot and without blemish and had to be the firstborn. The blood was shed for remission of sins. This may be the last time, dear brothers and sisters, that we remember our Lord in this way, because we are at the point in our journey to the kingdom at Kadesh Barnea. Let us have the faith. Let us be strong and trust in the Almighty and His promised word. And let us look forward with confidence to the joy that is before us. the time in the promised land when, let us read those words, dear brothers and sisters, from Isaiah 35. Words of comfort. Isaiah 35 and verse 10. The ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs of everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The problems of this life will evaporate. We must be steadfast, dear brothers and sisters. We shall see our Master's face. And we long for those words. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Let us, brothers and sisters, remember in these emblems the price that was paid for the joy that is before us in the very near future.
For our memorial hymn, we have chosen hymn 181. Hymn 181. Father, we thy children bless thee for thy love on us bestowed. As our Father we address thee, called to be the sons of God. Wondrous was thy love in giving Jesus for our sins to die. Wondrous was his grace in yielding to the great behest from high. Hymn 181.
Thank you.
My father will close with a word of prayer after we have sung hymn number 96. Hymn number 96. Son of God, thy people's shield, must we still thine absence mourn? Must we to death's triumph yield? Thou hast said, I will return. Hymn 96.